The $2.2 trillion relief package the House approved today includes $400 million for mail-in voting. That's a cause Senator Amy Klobuchar has been pushing for to make sure that Americans can still vote during the pandemic. The former presidential candidate is a Democratic senator from Minnesota, and she joins us now. Senator, I want to first say we are so glad to hear that your husband, who has coronavirus, is back at home after he was hospitalized. How is he doing?
Well, he's doing much better, like everyone that has this disease, and so many have it worse. He is tired of being alone, and it's been a really long haul. He had a 100 degree temperature for 10 days, and then he got pneumonia, and that's when he was put in the hospital because of the low, low oxygen levels. But he kind of took a good turn yesterday, and so he's back recovering at home. He wants to go back to teaching remotely. There's classes in Baltimore. I don't think they're quite going to let him do that yet, but I just was able to see firsthand the healthcare workers. I've never even been able to thank them. I'll call and thank them, but no one can visit, of course, when someone is sick with this disease. And so not only does the person who's sick suffer in silence, everything is put on these healthcare workers. And it's really an extraordinary thing. And I think that it's something that so many people are going through or will go through in the next month.
Do you think that your colleagues in Washington have the same sense of the severity and the seriousness of this disease that you now do, having been impacted by it personally?
Well, many of them do, but some of the ones that have been holding out, I know, in the House today, there's one guy, Representative Massey from Kentucky. You know, my husband is 52. He's very healthy, and it just goes to show it can hit anyone. And that is the kind of thing that we're seeing, where some people want to make political points about these things. And we always negotiate, and I felt like we did as well as we could. It wasn't everything that we wanted in the bill, and there were some issues with it. But overall, it gave much needed help to workers. When you have this humongous spike in unemployed people, they're going to need help immediately. And that should be a federal response when this is a federal pandemic. And then you have small businesses that you know are going to come back when this ends, but you want to give them the ability to do that.
Well, one of the things that you have been thinking about when it comes to that $2 trillion emergency relief package looking forward is how elections are going to happen. And you wanted a lot of money in there for mail-in voting. You got $400 million in there. What is that going to do? Where is that money going to go?
Well, it is a start. It will go to every state in the nation, and this is something I've been working on with Ron Wyden for quite a while. The idea here is you do not want to make people choose between their health and voting. You don't want to say, oh, seniors, you're more at risk, so I guess you can't vote. Look at just what happened in Ohio, where with one day's notice, the primary was postponed for benevolent reasons, yes, but a number of states have had their primaries postponed. We can't have this happen in November, and we actually have the time to expand voting at home. Why? Well, every single state has it now in some degree. Some states are just have more requirements in place, and they've got to change their laws. We'd like to change it on the federal level, but if Republicans won't let us do that, each state should change. They should just make it easier. There are a number of states, red, blue, purple, that have used extensive vote by mail, and that includes Colorado and Oregon and many others. We know we're still going to have the polls, but at least we can make it more accessible for more people to vote ahead by keeping the polling places open 20 days ahead, and then also to vote by mail.
It's very hard to predict where we're going to be in November, but do you expect that what percent of people would be voting by mail in this presidential election this year?
I don't know, because our goal is to, in some states, you know, it's like in Oregon, it's nearly everyone. But what we want to do is to make it easier so people have that choice. And that's going to mean the Secretary of State. And I do want to point out, we got $400 million. It was at least a start, but we need so much more. The Republican Secretary of State wants this funding, too. This isn't a partisan issue. In addition, our bill, if we could include it in the next package of help for people, it would basically say that the polls have to be open 20 days before. It would get the money for the postage and the envelopes and everything we're going to need here. And then it would also help to train poll workers, because for places where polls are open, and there will still be that, you don't want more vulnerable seniors being the poll workers if they haven't had coronavirus. And so the hope would be to get younger poll workers and recruit them and train them before that time. So this is going to have to be a national effort.
You said the next package. Do you think that there's going to be another package in the trillions of dollars as this crisis goes on?
I don't know how much money it will be. I just know that you can't just do one thing and then expect everything to go peachy keen. I mean, you know there's going to be issues. You know that new challenges are going to arise where we're going to have to pass it. It may not even be about money. It may be about something else. But we know that we're going to have to do more.
And we're going to have an election in November.
We are going to have an election in November, and we've got to do everything to ensure that that happens.
That is Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota. Senator, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. It was great to be on.